Blog Talk Radio.
I'm happy to be here each and every morning. I sometimes say I would do this show in the afternoon, but it's something about that early morning to be able to be there to getting their day started with motivation, with inspiration, and true empowerment. You know, I think has certainly been a part of a calling for me, and so then when I'm able to bring on awesome people like I have in the virtual studio this morning, it really confirms for me that this is a great work. And so I appreciate those of you who are on the line, those of you who will go back and listen to the archives. You definitely want to listen to this broadcast this morning because, you know, right now there are so many people, even though the year just started, but there are so many people who are already having a hard time. And some of this is because last year was hard for them, possibly the year before that. For some people, they just have not been able to get off the treadmill of problems and defeat. So one of the reasons that we bring on people like my guest, and I'm going to go on and tell you about her, but first I want to welcome her to the broadcast. Good morning, and welcome Arnessa Bennett.
Good morning, and Happy New Year.
Thank you, and Happy New Year to you as well. I know it's early in the morning where you are, so we appreciate you getting up extra early to come and to bless the people, to give them that dose of empowerment this morning that will take them throughout the rest of their day.
Well, I'm honored.
No, we are happy and we are honored that you would, you know, find it not robbery to come here and to share on this radio show. And, you know, so like I was saying, you know, a lot of people, they really need to be motivated. So I work with women all over. They call in, they dial in. I see them on Facebook. I meet them on the streets. And so when I say that people need motivation today, I'm talking about seriously. People need, you know, and I don't know, Ernessa, if you like me, I don't want to get you going just yet because I want to read this beautiful bio. But I know sometimes for motivational speakers, boy, once they get going, you know, it's on and it's on. But I don't know about you, but, you know, people, they don't realize that. Somebody told me this once, motivation is like taking a bath. It's like they say you do that every day, right?
Right. Every day.
Yes. Even though you took one the day before, you still do it. And somebody told me to like motivation is like that. Yeah, you had it yesterday, but you need it again today.
Mm-hmm.
So we are happy. So let me tell you just a little bit. I'm just telling you, this is just a pin drop about this amazing woman that I happened to meet on social media. Well, her name is Ernessa Bennett. She is a powerful motivational speaker. For more than 25 years, Ernessa Bennett has been motivating, inspiring, coaching, and a motivational speaker for multi-events and venues. Through Ernessa's commitment, her experience, and expertise, she is truly living her dreams and purpose in life. Ernessa is enthusiastic, exciting, and has an elegant, regal style and demeanor you will not soon forget. And I can attest to that already. I just met those women, and I've seen all of this so far. Wow, I'm just blown away. Former 18-year veteran host of a Comcast TV talk show, Ernessa and Company, has shifting gears to encompass multimedia ventures. Well, Ernessa is a co-host on Talk of the Town with Larry and Ernessa Bennett radio show on, you can find that on www.kjbnradio.com. Executive producer and the host of the new Ernessa and Company radio talk show on www.kjbnradio.com. And on 1050 on the AM dial in Central Arkansas. Also, she's an Arkansasian lady as well. Ernessa travels around the nation and has become an essential resource in helping people dramatically increase personal and professional image. And, you know, that's so important. You know, it's so funny. We were just talking. I was with a group of students yesterday. We were just talking about professional image. And I hope they get to tune in to the broadcast this morning. Ernessa has helped people design a balanced lifestyle, create their vision, and has inspired them to live their dreams. I just so much love that. I can say that over and over. I love that. I tell you, you just don't know. That just goes so in, that's just so in sync with what I'm doing and talking about. I just love it. Ernessa is the founder and the president of the Hairs of God, a society of Christian women, creator and founder of The Ways, and I love that, The Ways, it's an acronym, W-A-Y-S, it stands for Women Attracting Yearly Success. Oh, my God, I love that. It's a seminar series that she holds. She's a business coaching training seminar and the All About You women's seminar series. She's a personal lifestyle image coaching training seminar leader. Wow. Ernessa is a welcome guest on various radio shows and TV shows, featured in all types in various magazines, newspapers, and television media resources. Listen, talking about a media frenzy. I'm telling you, I'm like, okay, God, I've interviewed and I've talked with and I've had people co-host with me, some awesome, amazing people. And I tell you, I'm adding you to that list.
Well, thank you.
I'm I've interviewed Dr. Dennis Kimbrough. I've interviewed Dr. Susan Johnson Cook. I've interviewed Jewel Diamond Taylor. And everybody.
Oh, you got some heavy hitters.
I have. God, I tell you. But again, I met all these people, it seemed, by accident, Arnessa.
Mm-hmm. Well, they say nothing happens by accident.
Yeah, I didn't go to school with any of these people. I didn't grow up. They're not from my hometown. They're not my cousins. I've interviewed them several times. Dr. Cindy Hunter, another powerhouse. Mrs. Kiva May. Apostle Blau in New York. She's been on my show, Apostle Day. I tell you, the list is on and on. Now I have you. I'm like, okay, Lord, this is how you want to start 2013 with. You're how he started 2013.
Well, you know what, Lalisa? I call them divine connections. There are these connections that happen in our life. And we don't know how in the world it happened, but it happened. And then through these connections, sometimes you become lifelong friends.
Yes. 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 You're so right. Now, how can people begin to really understand what their image, how important their image is, and give us some tips on how we can also improve our image, especially in the workplace?
Well, first thing you have to ask, I ask my client, what is your goal for how you want to look? A lot of people are in businesses where they can be very creative. Some are in very corporate environments where they have to be kind of in the norm where, everybody where's the suits and that type of thing. But you got to find out what their style is, what do they like, and then where do they work or what do they do? Because being a motivational speaker, my husband's a minister, working in the church, I can be very creative. I can wear rhinestones during the day where a lot of people probably could not get away with that. And that has kind of become my trademark. So it depends on what their environment is, and then we go from there.
Wow. And I was reading, in your bio, you're a motivational speaker, you're a seminar leader, you have this powerful seminar series, Ways Women Achieving Yearly Success. Can you tell us a little bit about that awesome series and what it is that people really walk away with?
Okay, that's done in a smaller group. Usually I don't take any more than 20 women at one time because I want it to be where they will feel comfortable really sharing their dreams and their aspirations. And what we do, we put together like a little personal plan. I give them ideas, and what they can do, they can grab onto what works for them. Because I learned a long time ago when I first started coaching, what's good for one person may be ruins for another person. So you got to go where that person is. And then also, it gets them to thinking about, I ask a lot of ladies, what would make you happy? If money was not an object and you didn't have to go to a per se job, what would you be doing? What is your passion? What would you do if you weren't even getting paid for it? And a lot of times I find out ladies say, well, I never thought about that. Because I've always had the word. I said, but what if something happened where you didn't? I believe in the possibilities of life. God has always overwhelmed me and surprised me with different things that have happened in my life. And if it happens in my life, it can happen in your life. So once they get the mindset and they start thinking about what would I like to do, what do I really like, what would I do if I didn't have to go to a per se job? Boy, that gets the wheels turning. And sometimes we do the courses where we'll come 1 week on a weekend date, and it'll be like a day-long workshop. Then we'll come back again maybe 2 weeks later. because during that 2 weeks, they had assignments, and they really thought about things, and they asked questions to themselves. They've gotten in a quiet place. And so just to see some of the success stories, I'm amazed.
Well, I'm amazed, and you are doing an amazing work. Now, when I go to your website, and I see all, I look at your background, I'm like, how, and just even from your Facebook page, I'm like, how in the world did you get from where you were to the super powerhouse, motivational speaker, TV talk show host, radio show host? You said your husband's a minister, and you're all over. You have these wonderful workshops and series. How did you get from where you started? Can you give us a version of
I started. It's funny how I started. I started in retail. I've always loved fashion and clothing and style and beauty. So I had the opportunity to work in retail, and part of my job as a manager was to go to different women's groups and talk to them about fashion and how to dress for success. But anything that I do, I'm going to add my own little personality in it. So, of course, I'm a natural. I have found out through the years, I'm a natural motivator. If I have a conversation with you, you could be a complete stranger. I'm going to say something that's going to motivate you or inspire you to do something maybe you thought you couldn't do. So in doing the workshop and doing my little motivational part with it, the ladies were calling me back later on and saying, we want you to come back and speak to another group. I'm like, about fashion? I'm like, no, you motivated us. I said, really? They said, yes. And now they said, and we have an honorarium for you. I'm like, okay. And this was back in the 80s. So I was doing my regular manager of a store, but then also this just kind of started where once I went and spoke to one group of women, I would get an invitation to go to another group. And before you know it, it became a side business.
Okay. Now, and so this, so you started in retail, and then you saw that you had this gift for
And then after retail, I had an opportunity to go into corporate training.
Okay.
And that's when things really start getting interesting, when I start doing even more traveling through my job.
Well, there's a lot of us coaches and motivational speakers out here. We would love some inside tips on how to make that leap from, say, more local and community type seminars and workshops into the corporate scene. Is there anything you could share with us on that, or tell us how we can come and learn how to do that? Because I happen to know that that's not something that is so easily picked up.
Well, I'm going to tell you the best way. If you have friends and family that are in the corporate arena,
okay,
ask them who the key people are that hire their speakers and their trainers. Companies are always having motivational rallies or company events where they have speakers.
That's a good one.
I beg your pardon?
No, I said that's good, yes.
Mm-hmm. So once you get the name of the key people who do the hiring, you need to send them a letter. And a lot of people always kind of laugh, because anything I send, I'm going to put a picture in it. And they usually, sometimes just a letter, they probably get a lot of letters, but when they see that smile on your face and they see that, this lady looks interesting. Yeah, a lot of times that's your foot in the door.
Wow. That's good. And I know, this is just a half-hour show, and I know, we had spoke toward the end of last year and spoke about, you coming on. So, and then before you knew it, the new year was upon us.
Yes.
Like you said, it's been going nonstop. Wow. So I would definitely love for you to let us know what it is that you think we should know, especially, you know, as it relates to this power, this image powerhouse work that you do, being a lifestyle coach, and something that, or is it something you're going to come back and, you know, do once a month? If that's the case, that's fine.
I would love to do that.
Okay, because I know.
I would love that.
I couldn't dare try to get you once a week, but you got, lady,
But what they can do in the meantime, they can go to arnessa.com. That's ARNESSA.com. And if they have any questions, they can contact me through my website. Then also they can go to facebook.com/Arnessa. I have several pages. The one is Arnessa, and then my new one for my talk show is Arnessa Bennett. So tell them to become a friend. I think on one, I have too many friends, so now I can just get subscribers. Tell them to subscribe. Every day I send out some kind of little motivational tip. But also, I'm looking at doing more traveling, and it may be an opportunity for me to come to their city and put together a workshop.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Oh, yeah, well, we got a city right here, Newark, New Jersey.
And I was in, I think it's called Waterfront, Edgewater, on the week of December the 12th, that whole week I was in Edgewater.
There's a Bridgewater.
This was not too far from Hoboken. Weehawken. All of those places.
He was over that way. There's an Englewood. There could be an Edgewater. I'm from Ohio, so can't say I've studied all the little towns in New Jersey, and New Jersey has many of them.
Yes, I had a wonderful time.
Yeah, well, wonderful. Well, hey, listen, I hope you were going to be around here August the 24th. I have a big women's conference. Last year was the first one. Done many small ones. That was one of the biggest ones. I've done some medium sized ones, but this one is one for leaders and entrepreneurs. So I've done Christian conferences. That's one of my favorite conferences to do. Are conferences for Christian women. I've done conferences for Christian writers, but I do one for Christian women leaders and for women leaders and entrepreneurs. That happens on August 24th. So if your calendar is free, I'm praying that you'll be able to come to the New Jersey area for that one. That one, we have Dr. Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant.
Yes. Oh, she's phenomenal. Y'all going to have a great time.
She is my good friend. She's my therapist, and she's my keynote speaker for that event. So last year we had her and about five other women speaking. It was phenomenal.
That sounds great. So, I'm going to look into that.
Girl, you got to look into this thing, because this year, now, of course, the people are expecting me to do bigger and greater. So the only way to do that is to get more women, you know, like yourself, on platform. I think that will definitely do it. People are already trying to sign up for the event. I don't even have the flyer done yet.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Oh, yeah, people have been contacting me. They want to get their vendor tables. They want to sign up. It's a business and summit expo. So we showcase different businesses as well. And then we have these powerful women like yourself speaking into these women's lives. And I'm telling you, it was over the top. But, so they can get you online, arnessa.com,
ARNESSA.
SSA.com. Mm-hmm. Your one page, you have over 5,000 friends. I was like, OMG.
When I first signed up for Facebook, I didn't know to get a public, page or something. I got a friend. So now I got too many friends. I can't get any more friends. And now it's to where I get just
the other
subscribers.
Page.
Yeah.
Okay.
They can subscribe to me, but I can't make them a friend. So that's why I have the page for my show, Arnessa Bennett. And that way I can get friends on that one.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So, okay, so people need to know that, yeah, especially for those people who haven't yet started a page and they're thinking about doing it, make sure you get enough. But you said you have followers as well, so yeah, that page has a lot of people. But I can't wait, and I see that my friend Sharita is following you. And, I mean, I didn't even, like I said, I had not met you, but wow. I said, okay, this lady has got a lot going on. So,
there's going to be some more things. I'm doing some different things this year. And if they just follow me on Facebook, my husband sometimes says, he said, you tell too much on Facebook. But all of it has to do with the business that I'm doing. But if they just keep tuned to Facebook, they'll see all the different things that I'll be doing this year.
Well, we wish you all the success, and now we know you'll be back here once a month on a Wednesday, probably Wednesday morning, and you will be bringing us motivational coaching right here, empowerment, and I certainly, you know, the show will be over in a few minutes, so I certainly wanted to give you an opportunity to give us, you know, what's something that you want to leave us with, because I know you have something that, you know, something else, I should say, because God just talking to you is so inspirational, just to know that I'm just amazed when I was reading through your bio, even before we were talking, and just looking over what all you're doing. I'm like, OMG, and, you know, she's willing to get up early and come to my little show and talk. I said, God, she must be really special.
Well, what I want to leave anybody who's listening, guard your thoughts and guard your words, because they really do become your life. I'm experiencing that now. Some of my thoughts that I have been thinking and not even verbally expressed, people are bringing those things to me. And I know that it's nothing but God. So they're bringing positive things, because those are it's positive thoughts that I have. So you got to get all that negative stuff, get the negative words, the negative thoughts out, and just have enough room for that positive stuff, because that's what's going to come, that's what God is going to bring to you.
Wow. So, you know, that is so good. So I'd like almost like a, you know, charge for today, a thought for today, something to meditate on, is to guard your thoughts, have positive thoughts, guard your words, say things that you want to see happen in your life,
not
you don't want to see. So in other words, don't say, I'm broke. Say, I'm going to get more money today. You know, don't say.
Unexpected finances will come to me.
There you go.
Unexpected, because it's happening.
Thank you.
It's happening.
That's huge right there. I'm saying that. Listen, I'll be saying that all day. Unexpected finances are coming to me today. Yes, I received that. And now talk about receiving something. That's it right there. Unexpected finances are coming to me today. Beautiful. And it looks like for some reason I tell you, Arnessa, that is so awesome, so amazing, positive thinking. Don't think, you know, I'm broke, I don't have any money. How am I going to pay this bill? How am I going to do that? How am I going to do this? No, turn it around. Remember, Arnessa just said, your thoughts become, you know, your thoughts become your words. And your words become the things that you speak into the atmosphere. And, you know, God, he made it possible through his power that when we speak into the atmosphere, action takes place. He said, he himself, God himself said, let there be light. He spoke into the atmosphere, and light went into action. Light became into being. And so, therefore, let that be an example for us. He said that we were created in his image. Let that be an example that we have that same authority, that same power to speak and it shall be done. Again, don't say, I'm sick. Say, an unexpected miracle, a miraculous healing. Speak that a miraculous healing is going to take place in your life. So you see how much we've learned from this awesome, awesome, awesome woman already. So we definitely, you know, give her kudos, give her a hand, an applaud. I mean, right now I wish I could find my little applause button because I would certainly put that out there right now. So we certainly thank her. I know we've lost power. The show is just a half hour. Make sure you tune back in tomorrow, same time. We're going to stick with the 7 a.m. Show time. Our schedule had changed due to the semester starting at the college, where I need to be down at the college by a certain time in the morning. I was doing a few 9 a.m. shows, but I have to go back to 7 a.m. So at least until the end of April, we will be on every morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, unless I get a special request by one of my guests to hold the show at a different hour. But for that, we will let you know. So please follow us on Facebook. Follow me on Facebook, Coach Lalisa, so you can keep up and keep tuned. We are dedicated this year to bringing you empowerment, to bring you stuff that can give you that edge, that push, that extra thing that you need to have the life of your dreams. That's what it's all about. You know, I've been talking about that all year now, even down to having a seminar entitled Achieve the Dream in 2013. It's an online seminar that you can attend just by inboxing me or going to the events page. And when you see the flyer, I have the flyer up there, Achieve the Dream in 2013. So that's all the time we have this today, and we look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow morning. Our topic is from poverty to power, definitely. That was our topic yesterday. Our topic tomorrow is how to basically the way out of poverty, how to get out of poverty. I know a lot of people are stuck in poverty, but we want to help get people out of poverty. We want to set you free, and we want to get you delivered from poverty. So please, please, please don't miss the show tomorrow. If you miss tomorrow, you're really, really, really going to miss a very, very, very good message. And for some of you, maybe you don't know so much about how to get out because you're not in it, but you have family members or friends that are in. So if you've never been in and never gotten out, you may not be the best person to tell them how to get out. So, but that's okay. You can tell them about the broadcast. So tomorrow morning, the topic is the way out of poverty. Don't miss it. It is going to go down. So please call in 908. I'm sorry, I'm giving you my home number. Yeah, so call in 347-945-7991. That's 347-945-7991. Or you can simply log on to the website and listen via the chat room, Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up because, in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.